feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Hi, I'm Jackie Collins, and you are listening to Neil and Debbie, you lucky bitches.
Morning! And yes. It is morning, and it's, well, we're delighted to have your company. It's a very busy show, Neil. Very busy show today. Very busy, very good, very fun.
Shut your mouth.
Calvin Harris and One Kiss.
Like that bit.
We interviewed him once, didn't we? It's Neil and Debbie here. Good morning.
Yeah.
Morning. We interviewed him once, and we were so late for the interview, Neil. Do you remember we ran into the studio sweating and he was like, oh, no, I'll pass on the cuddle if it's okay. We were dripping like we'd just done Bikram yoga. We were like, so anyway, so tell us about how you worked for Kylie. So, sorry, I was sweating. So Neil got a towel. He was really impressed, wasn't he, Neil?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, very impressed. Yeah. Nice man, though. Very nice.
Beautiful. Very talented. Used to work in Tesco's where you get your best clothes before you got this big break. Tesco's.
M&S.
I put all the money I've got in the world on it, Neil.
Okay,
let's shake on it. The terms and conditions apply. It's a very busy show this morning. We're hoping we stay on air because of the technical gremlins, but fingers crossed. At this is ndebs at gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. It's been a very busy week, Neil, hasn't it?
Very much so.
Very busy week.
Yeah.
I'm thrilling Neil so much. He was looking down and uncoiling his headphone lead as I'm saying what's on the show this week. Did you know what happened at the Attitude Awards, Neil?
No, what's the goss?
This little beauty.
Don't you ever sing that song again. Oh, my God.
Someone had been at the minibar.
Oh.
Someone had been at the minibar.
That's Shirley Bassey, isn't it?
One of my favourite clips ever. Correctamundo. And who says that? And this happened on Big Brother.
Ah!
It was quite the week, wasn't it? And you and I went to a funeral.
We did,
Neil.
Yes.
We went to a funeral.
It was a beautiful funeral, it has to be said. But
we're going to bring you the best bits of that funeral later. And, of course, it's quite hard to follow that with this, but guess who's in town, Neil?
What are you looking at?
Madonna.
Yeah, most of us through our iPhone screens because we couldn't get tickets, but we will be delving into that a bit later.
You're not bitter, are you? You're not bitter.
No, I'm more a lager girl.
Yeah, I know how I feel about you now.
Sugar Babes on Gaydio.
Yes, it is, Neil. This is ndebs at Gaydio. Can we say good morning to the delicious Stuart Angus?
Oh, yeah.
Who is listening. Stew Potch. Good morning to you, Stew Potch. So maybe you want to have some stew and a pot. Hang on, of tea. Of tea. Here's some news with Neil.
The good, the bad, and the lovely.
Get it? Got it? Good.
It's at this time of the week we like to delve into some of the good, bad and lovely things that have been going on in the world over the past 7 days. First of all, protesters in London took to the Thames this week to hang a 30-metre banner over the side of Vauxhall Bridge. We exist, we will resist, was the slogan in protest at the current government's anti-trans and anti-migrant policies. A spokesperson described the demonstration as a symbol of hope for queer and trans people and spoke of the need to stand alongside one another and all oppressed communities. It follows the Tory party conference the other week at which Prime Minister Sunak expressed his anti-trans rhetoric.
We shouldn't get bullied into believing that people can be any sex they want to be. They can't. A man is a man and a woman is a woman. That's just common sense.
The number of people I've spoken to this week are sort of outraged by what they heard there.
The only thing is, he sounds so feminine when he says that, doesn't he? A man's a man and a woman's a woman.
Will Young says he plans to leave the UK if Rishi Sunak wins the next election. Will believes the Conservatives have created a climate of fear in the UK as he feels it's terrifying to be queer at this current time. And here's something a bit more uplifting with Big Brother back on ITV. Rather gorgeously, just 2 days into the new series, Hallie has come out as trans. The moment was followed by the entire cast sharing their pronouns. The fact this happened and it was shown on a mainstream reality show is a very positive step for ITV. Here is that moment happening.
Yesterday, I feel like I wasn't being 100% authentic in myself.
What?
So I just thought I'd let everyone know I'm trans, if you didn't know already. I just thought I'd make that loud and clear. So yeah, I'm a trans woman, if you didn't know. Just wanted to bring that up.
Good for you.
Thank you for sharing. We celebrate you.
We are Hallie on Big Brother this week.
You. We celebrate. Beautiful love. And I've got to correct you, Neil. You said mainstream channel. It is actually ITV2. So let's not go too wild. Too wild.
Steve Lacey is called Bad Habit on Gaydio. You'll be here. You can tweet us at endebs at Gaydio. Our email, endebs@gaydio.co.uk.
You got tickets, any tickets, got any tickets from Donna for Madonna.
Tick-tock,
she's playing tonight, Neil. Right. How exciting.
I know.
Breaking news in from Gaydio, Chris with a K had his hair cut for the event.
Oh, really?
As we speak, he's putting on lashings of aftershave so strong it's going to make Madonna's eyelashes curl. And he's going to report for us for next week's show.
Marvellous.
About the gig. And I said, whatever you do, don't get your calculator out.
Oh, this again.
Like Neil did when we were lucky enough to see the icon that is Madonna. And you sat there looking at the opposite direction, Neil, didn't you? We were watching the dancey, bendy stick people.
Oh, yes, on
sticks
the poles.
That went on.
Yeah, yeah, wobbly pole thing, yeah.
And you were looking in the opposite direction going, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, that's £200 for a ticket. And it was like sitting with an accountant. And we can confirm she earned a hell of a lot of money during that tour, didn't she?
Yeah, even more this
time.
And
I think she will be earning a lot on this tour. So if you are lucky enough to see Madonna, please film a lot of it, because we won't get to see it, will we, this year?
No, we're not.
And get to see it.
You couldn't get tickets, could you?
No, I tried. Yeah. But no, they'd sold out, apart from the 2 Gaydio giveaway. So, Neil, we shall be checking in with someone that was lucky enough to meet Madonna in Manchester. And I want to ask you a question now. If you could ask Madonna one question, that's all you get, what would you get? What would you ask her? And she's moving quite fast away from you, so you can't say, so when you're out in 1997...
Oh, no, so it's not in debt.
The arm that's smart, patchouli.
Yeah.
So have a think now, succinct, what question would you ask Madonna? And we shall get to that. Oh, I had other stuff, but that's...
We haven't got time for any more stuff. We got
less. Do you think this is Talk Sport?
Sunny Federa on Gaydio. That's called Asking. This is Neil Nebby here. What are you asking?
Are you dancing? Well, that's actually a chat-up line. Are you dancing? I'm asking.
That's right, yeah.
Do you think it was? Oh. This is Endebs at Gaydio. Email Endebs Gaydio.
Don't you ever sing that song again.
Oh, my God. The wonderful Attitude Awards. Can I bring you? You weren't there, Neil, were you?
No.
Neither was I. I'm not going to fake it. We were both at a funeral. The legend that is Shirley Bassey was on stage and did a brilliant speech. We were burying a friend.
We were, very sadly.
I wish I hadn't mentioned this.
No, I'm sorry. May I get sad this one, love?
I know I can get us out of this. Right. I can get us out of this, okay. Neil. Don't you worry.
We're Star Wars related.
No, it won't be. This is endebs at Gaydio. Email endebs@gaydio.co.uk. What were you doing on Wednesday instead of going to the Attitude Awards? You let us know. Can anyone beat what we were doing?
Nathan Daw, Sweet Lies on Gaydio. Sweet Lies on Gaydio. This is Neil Debbie here. You can tweet us at this is endebs at Gaydio.
Can we eat them? Anything sweet, you know what we're like, love. Oh no, I've lost you on our FaceTime. I've lost you.
Oh, I'm over here.
Oh, where are you, Neil? I can't see you.
I'm over here.
We're in our respective home studios, and sometimes, well, the internet doesn't like us, Neil, does it?
No.
It sort of, yeah, it sticks a finger in the process. This is endebs at Gaydio. Email endebs@gaydio.co.uk. What have you got coming up today, Neil?
Well, I need to. I have a little sneaky preview of Willy Wonka, the film that has Hugh Grant as an Oompa Loompa, to bring you a bit later on.
I'm so excited about this.
Me too.
I'm so excited about seeing this. Sounds wrong. Hugh Grant's Oompa Loompa. That I actually am regretting saying that now. Can we check with the legal team? I'm allowed to say that.
I think so. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm desperately excited about that, and I would love to bring you an incredible thing that happened in the week, Neil.
Right.
That involves one of our favourite stars ever. I'm going to give you a little tease here. Who do you think this is?
So, I guess I'll just add up the score and count the things I'm grateful for.
Who do you think that is?
No idea.
We've seen this performer live.
Oh.
We've seen them at Love Box. We've seen them at the Glory Stage at South Bank.
Gâteau Chocolat?
Correct, Mondialeo. Le Gâteau Chocolat in, well, a performance that made Shirley Bassey cry.
Oh, really?
So that's coming up next as well, as we finger and thumb our way through the Attitude Awards that we couldn't attend. Why, Neil?
Because we're at a funeral.
We're at a funeral.
Gadia, that's Becky Hill. Disconnect.
Well, you know that she won the Music Award. She just cleared up at the Attitude Awards.
Oh, did she?
Really? Fabulous. Yeah, she did really, really well and talked about coming out last year. And, you know, we love her. We love her. And this is Endebs at Gadia. Email endebs at gadia.co.uk on the station, where presenters catch their own contact lens and put them back in their own eye. That happened 5 minutes ago, Neil, didn't it? 5 minutes ago on Gadio. This has come in from Lee H on Twitter, still not calling it X. He says, oh, how did I get such a backlog? Bad gay, bad gay. I'll be back up to date with you very soon at This Is Endebs. And he's taken a screenshot of our podcast, which, Neil...
is available whenever you are at mixcloud.com/thisisendebs or search for us on iTunes.
And he's up to, the category is, episode number 275 stroke 391.
Right.
Does that mean we've done 275?
Oh, I've done a lot more than that.
Have we done 391?
Oh, I've lost count how many we've done. I'll have to count the figure. So we've got a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot?
Yes. It's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot. Like life. Now, brilliant. Well, well done, Lee. You deserve an award, and we shall give it to you in this next song.
Neil and Debbie on Gadio, still to come on the show. Hugh Grant as an Oompa Loompa.
I think we should just say Hugh Grant's Oompa Loompa, because it's more fun, isn't it? More fun, isn't it? And also, you going to see Madonna at New Sister. My friend Catherine, who I used to go to uni with, has got tickets and just rubbed the salt in going, oh, are you not going?
Oh,
we're not going.
Charming.
To you.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to be good. What are we, Cinderella or something?
I know, yeah. Going to have to stop you there. The news is on the way next. Nearly 11. Ian Carey on Gadio's Anthems. That's called Get Shaky.
Shaky.
This is Neil Debbie here. Up the show.
Behind the green door. This is Endebs at Gadio. Email endebs at gadio.co.uk. Very showbiz week this week, Neil. Very big. Not only do we have Madonna in the country. Bow down. Don't look her in the eyes, Neil. Behind those glasses that she wears. But also, it was the Attitude Awards on Wednesday. Now, I need you to do something. It's on our show tweet to tease the show today. But can you please, because you haven't seen it, you're not on Twitter, can you Google Alan Carr,
right,
Attitude Awards, and then Ken?
Hang on.
So this is what happened. The hosts of the Attitude... Yes,
is this with Amanda Holden?
Yes. So Amanda was dressed as Barbie, and she wore, I mean, shocking pink tight PVC. And Neil, it's beautiful because she hadn't actually put a camel on stage with her.
Oh, no.
But not... You didn't see the whole camel.
No, no.
You just saw the hoof.
Right.
Just the dairy. And Alan Carr came dressed as Ken, but a very, very Aldi Ken.
Yeah.
All right? So the wig's all over the place and he stuffed his chest. He's really padded up his chest. And this is the only bit of the clip I can play you because the rest of it is very, very rude. So this is Amanda and Alan Carr beginning proceedings off at the Attitude Awards.
Hello, it's Barbie. Oh, my God. I am so pleased to be here. Hey, Barbie.
Can I just say...
That woman's going, Claire Balding's put on weight.
I love it. Honestly, we adore Alan Carr.
Oh, brilliant.
And would you like to hear next? We haven't got time for it here, have we? Have I got time to play this?
Well, you can do, I think.
Good.
Go on, yeah, tease us.
This is one of our favourites who won an award. It's the incredible Gâteau Chocolat, making an astonishing tribute to the burly that is Chassis. It's very moody, Neil. Massive wig comes on stage.
Yeah. Wow.
this diamond who will live forever.
I mean, it was dark. Do you want to hear the end bit? Because the whole, I'm not allowed, Ofcom have said I'm not allowed to play the whole clip.
Right.
Because it measures too low on the Richter scale and the earth will shatter in two with the depth his voice goes to. This is Shirley Bassey's song.
So, I guess I'll just add up the score and count the things I'm grateful for in my.
Everyone's fainted at this point, Neil. Yeah. Would you like to hear Shirley Bassey's reaction?
Can I just ask you a question?
Yeah.
Who did you say that was?
Le Gâteau Chocolat.
Are you sure?
One. Right, you've taken me up about Tesco's and Calvin Harris. I'm going to promise you that's Le Gâteau Chocolat performing.
Are you sure
Shirley
it's not
Bassey.
Jacob Lusk from Gabriel's?
No, okay. I'm sure it's not. Neil, are we having a fight on air? You've changed it. You're flipping high thing popped out. It's a Gâteau Chocolat. Do you want me to get him on the phone?
Yes, I would. Love it.
Well, good luck, because you've just said it's not him. He'll have you.
I'm still hot.
Luciana, I'm still hot on Gadio. This is Nidevi here. Okay.
Sorry, Neil.
No, I have done some further Googling, and you're absolutely right. Of course, it was Le Gâteau Chocolat. I just saw some photographs and some headlines, and I know as well that Joseph Lusk of Gabriel's also won a Breakthrough a New Artist Award, didn't they?
Yes. I love it when people, when they have an apology, they have to justify further. Just a simple sorry would have been just, you know, that would have been fun. But
Well done to all the winners.
Well done to everyone. Well done to all winners. Well done to everyone who took part. But back we go, Neil, to the Attitude Awards on Wednesday. Because after I just played Le Gâteau Chocolat's rendition of a Shirley Bassey song, she responded by going up and collecting the incredible Honorary Gay Award.
Right.
And, well, you might recognise the voice who presented the award, Neil.
Go on.
Three, two, one.
And it is a total pleasure to hand this over to you, so please come up.
Thank you, Attitude, for this wonderful honour. Thank you.
Yes.
And don't you ever sing that song again. Oh, my God. Thank you. It was so fabulous. Because divas are forever.
It's a Rival magazine, actually.
Well saved, well saved.
Forever. Oh,
hold on to something strong, Neil. Hold on.
And ever.
Wow. Still got it.
I should never sing that song again. Standing ovation for her.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right, too. She's a legend.
Yeah. That's beautiful. There we go. What do you mean, is that it? The woman's 18. She's just sung Divas of Forever. Oh, my God.
They are shiny, they're disco-y, and they're ballsy. That is Huda Funk. Jessica Eve on Gadio.
Balls to you!
That was Lord Lesbian's favourite song with ex-girlfriend, wasn't it? Shiny Disco.
Yeah. Balls to you!
This is Ndebs at Gadio. Email ndebs@gadio.co.uk. Because we love hearing from you. Nobody has let us know what they were doing on Wednesday night, Neil. Because where were we, Neil?
Well, we were at a funeral.
A dear friend's funeral, which we have to tell you about because it featured Rent.
Right at the end. Yeah, right, we all held it together right until the end bit, yes.
To the end bit. And also, I found out something about Neil no one ever knew before, and I don't even think you know that I know that I know. So should delve into that, because there was a lot of radio people at that funeral, Neil, and I got talking. Good morning to Ian Charles, who is listening. He's proud dad of two kids and a Bichon. And it's delicious to have you listening, Ian. Okay? Come on now, please. Let's move on. It's uncomfortable.
Balls to you!
It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the...
Each
week we go to the deep end and take a deep dive into the archive to find three classic tunes. Then clips from those tracks are displayed for Debbie to listen to, and then you have half an hour to choose one, display. Only one mind, of these tracks that we will hear in full at the end of the Anthems Hour.
What's this display? I'm sorry, Neil. Hmm? Maybe my contacts have popped out. On display?
Well,
where are they on display? In the Tate?
They're on display for your ears, obviously.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, an oral display.
It's a Diva sandwich this week, and we've got ATFC as the bread, but in between something else. First of all, though, ATFC with one fat diva. This is Bad Habit. ATFC, one bad habit coming at you. That's choice number one on this week's Freedom of Choice. I'd say it's a bit of a diva sandwich.
Yeah, I'm an interesting diva. What's number two, please, Neil? Better diva?
Yes, Aretha. Aretha and Deeper Love. Choice number two.
Beautiful, absolutely yeah. Beautiful, faultless yeah. Perfection. Oh, listening to Rocksteady in the week. Rocksteady, baby. God, what it is.
It's like she was and actually here three, for a please. Second. And number three is more ATFC. As I say, this is the sandwich of the sandwich of divas. This is In and Out of My Life. In and Out of My Life. That is choice number three on your diva sandwich.
Okay.
Okay.
Neil, when you look up the word diva in a dictionary, what does ATFC, does that pop up?
Well,
or do you get
vocalists
people like
on there are vocalist. Divas, aren't they?
Divas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not like Madonna, who's come to town, or Mariah, or maybe the actual diva, Catherine Ellis. We've got that, the well-known, the incredibly well-known... ATFC. No, that's wonderful, love. I thank you. I'll have to think about this. Think about this.
Makes a change.
Yeah.
Applejack. Neil and Debbie here on Gaydio this Saturday morning. I must bring you the details of a letter that we have received.
What the hell is going on? I can't even hit. Well, Neil.
Hang on.
Oh, my God. Hello? What has happened there?
It's a song with a long fade.
Don't you ever sing that song again.
Don't ever do that, Neil. That was... It was like you trying to sing over a computer game.
Right.
So that was like Tetris gone wrong.
Coming up on the show, along with Zed in a couple of seconds, we've had this letter through to our house, right?
Oh.
And it starts off, "Dear occupants of name of house where I live,
uh-oh.
This may seem a very strange letter, but I hope you understand."
Oh, my. I hope this is the right music. It was meant to be drama music.
All right.
So, Neil, I love it. I thought you were going to say handwritten note into the show.
No.
A handwritten note
from
an actual person, which could be pass-av, couldn't it? Pass-aggressive.
Yeah.
Pagag. Is it pagag?
Yeah, well.
Is it pass-av?
More to be revealed in a couple of
seconds. Oh, look at that. I don't think I can take the excitement, Neil. First of all, your contact lens comes out. Shirley Bassey's been singing. And now handwritten letter through your door. And a funeral, Neil. I mean, what a week to be alive.
Haji and Emmanuel on Gaydio's Anthems. Take me away. This is Neil.
Take it away, Nas!
So, we had this letter sent to us, Neil and Debbie here on Gaydio, and have you ever in your life gone back to visit somewhere that was a big place where you lived, or somewhere back in time where you shared a house with somebody, wanted to have a little look? Have you ever done that?
Yes, Neil, I have. I think you've given away what this letter is all about, the poke through your letterbox door.
On Sunday the 22nd of October, says this letter, from the person who says this might seem a strange letter, we will be visiting your local area to see the house that you're in now, as it was our childhood home in the 1950s.
Our family lived at this place for about 25 years. So if you see two elderly ladies hovering for a few minutes in the lane, please do not be alarmed. With kind regards. Now, do you think they want to come in?
Either they are really clever burglars who are going to dress up and your guard is going to be down. So they, you know, and they're thinking that. But I think that is genuine. I think that's absolutely beautiful.
Mm.
Love, you should... Oh, you can't reply to them if you've got their address.
I don't think...
You haven't got their address. I was going to say, bring photos. This could be wonderful.
Yeah.
You should put the kettle on. I'd love to hear about that.
Mm.
But they could say, oh, what... The first question you need to ask them, Neil, is, why did you move out?
Yeah.
And if they say, oh, have you not seen the ghost?
Oh, no, oh, don't have you start not seen that.
The... Yeah. Or Uncle, you know, Fred is buried in the back garden. It's just got too many horrible memories for us. Do you not hear him every single Friday the 13th? The room goes really cold and we just hear this scratching at the door. It's just, the house is pure evil, which is why it's based on Amityville, actually. That's why we moved out. Oh, let's know how that goes, Neil.
Gusto, Disco's Revenge.
Well, it's nearly time, Neil, for, isn't it, another one of our favourite songs featuring Boom. It's nearly time, Neil. Nearly Christmas. This is in Debs at KDO. Email in Debs at KDO.co.uk. Missing out. Poor Jay, a.k.a. You Know What? On Twitter, You Know What? Still unreal that I was supposed to be going to see the shows in July. Pouring teary face emoji. I'm so excited and honestly so jealous of everyone seeing her in a couple of days.
Uh-huh.
Unspoiled and with fresh eyes, it's going to be everything.
Madonna.
It's another person not going to the Madonna gig because the gigs that he has tickets for got cancelled because she wasn't well.
Oh, no, did they not get transferred?
No. You can make the next date.
Oh, I see.
You put the hotel and everything. So it's not. No, it's not in the same place.
How annoying.
So if you're not going to see Madonna later today, it's tonight, isn't it? She's playing.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's tonight. This is ndebs at KDO. Email ndebs at jealousashell.co.uk. UK girl.
It's the music that we choose.
Weekly deep dive into the archive. Earlier on, I gave Debbie a Diva sandwich, ATFC, wow. One Fat Diva, Bad Habit, Aretha Franklin's Deeper Love, and then ATFC, In and Out of My Life. There you are. Those are the choices this week.
Can I have number 3, please?
Wait a minute. Why are you saying it like that?
Well, number 2 was, she was a diva, but I'm not, you know, I'm not in the mood for that.
Oh.
And I like One Fat Diva. Do you know why, Neil? Do you know why?
Why?
Because I am One Fat Diva.
Neil and Debbie on Gadio. In the next part of the show, Hugh Grant gives us his Oompa Loompa.
And my hair disaster continues with... We haven't got time to talk about it. If we
not know, really, no.
Midday news next.
Time for our weekly random clips at midday.
Hey, Queen.
I could eat you.
Bless you for that, Midday.
I think you need to move on.
Be there. You said.
Thank you so much.
Becky Hill and Side Effects on Gadio. This is Neil Libby here.
Beautiful Becky Hill, who, well, absolutely wowed everyone at the Attitude Awards on Wednesday night.
Yes.
Performing a 5-song medley.
Wow.
Be absolutely knackered, wouldn't you? You'd be like this by the end of it.
Don't you ever sing that song again.
You'd just be like, oh my God. And Neil, you know earlier you were talking about a note that had been poked through your parents' mansion in the week, and it was a handwritten note by two ladies who say that they will be coming back. I mean, if you said this to the police, they'd go, I think maybe we should come around and just make sure everything's right. So could you recap it again?
Well,
it
was this might seem a strange letter, but I hope you understand. Basically, they used to live in the house back in the 50s through until 75. They're going to be in the area, and they said, in case you see two old ladies standing out, don't be alarmed. We just come in to have a look. to remind ourselves. It's a trip down memory lane.
Do you think that are the ladies two ladies who lived in that house?
Well, I don't know.
Lesbian love den.
No. I should imagine they were sisters or family, you know, sort of thing at the time.
Oh, a lot of people said that about women in the 50s. No, they're just companions. No. I think they're sisters, actually. I don't think there's anything else going on there untoward. No. But you asked me if you've got anything, you know, anyone that's come around to your house. Mm. I've actually gone round to my mum's old house.
Oh, have you?
In Tunbridge Wells, yeah. And it's a lovely lady. I couldn't be happier with the woman who bought it off my prat of a stepfather.
Oh, yes.
Who, within about 3 weeks of my mum dying, put the house on the market and shacked up with someone over the road and went to open a B&B in Scotland, which I hope has done terribly badly. So I went round to knock on the house because I wanted just to see it and just say, you know, goodbye to it. So I grew up there. And then the most beautiful lady opened the door and I said, I'm so sorry, this might seem strange.
Oh, you did that too?
I said, yeah, this might seem odd. I said, but I used to live here. That was my bedroom up there. So we used to have a tree here and all, yeah. So I said, I hope you're happy. And she said, yes. She said, did you know the previous owners? I said, no, they just left a note and no forwarding address. And I believe they went to Scotland. And I went, yes, that's my stepdad. But I didn't have the heart to say why I really went there.
Was that trying to get your Star Wars toys back?
No, that idiot.
Buried in the garden.
Put them to charity. It's probably worth over a grand's worth of Star Wars toys, but let's not go there. That absolute git. Let's just do this for an amuse-bouche. No, it's because my mother is buried in the garden.
No.
I kid you not.
You'd never told me that.
No, my mum, she got cremated. I didn't save her to get cremated. My stepdad did that. I thought she wanted to get buried. And he put the ashes in the back garden and then sold the house so none of us could go and see her.
Oh, that's dreadful.
Absolute git.
Oh, love.
Absolute vile pig. I hate that man. It's the only person on planet Earth, well, a couple of politicians, that I really wish bad things upon.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad things upon.
Do you know whereabouts in the garden?
Yes, by the tree. With the tree up the top. Right. But I didn't have the heart to say to the woman.
Oh, you should have done.
No! Oh, love. Yeah, and about 2 weeks later, there's a for sale sign up. I wonder why, because there's a dead woman in your garden. Ashes, by the way, it's ashes.
What about us? Neil and Debbie on Gaydio, it's Pink. What about us? What about our broken sight? And from what you were just saying there, that is a total revelation. I didn't know that about your mum. You were just telling me.
Sorry, if you have just turned on Gaydio expecting an uplifting, fun-packed show, we're talking about how my mother is buried in the back garden somewhere in Tunbridge Wells, and I'd knocked on the door and saw the new occupant of the house, lovely lady, and she had absolutely no idea that my mum was in the back garden. I didn't tell her.
No.
Because what good would it do? My mum is buried in the back garden of our old house.
So you can't really go and pay your respects.
No, I can't pay any respects to her.
No.
And it's my stepdad that did that, decided that without any of our permissions.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that's what you've missed, that happy, uplifting story.
I know this is slightly different. Slightly different. But when I sadly lost my little dog, Bo,
King Charles
Spaniel, I loved him so much.
Aww.
I thought, you know, I was going to bet I want to have a home burial, obviously.
Home burial.
But I thought to myself, well, you know, we might not always live here anymore in the future. No. We might have to sell it. That's what I'm going to do. So I chose a spot close to the lane, you know, so that I could, if I wanted to come back and pay my respects, I would be able to be quite nearby.
Such a lovely idea. Have you got a little cross up or a little pool?
No, but I know where it is.
There's a tree
and it's in a place where hopefully that he won't be disturbed. So
he won't be disturbed as long as they don't build. Well, I'm sorry, look at the government, love. I'm afraid it's the law to turf and updo any green land and turn it into flats. not affordable housing. Flats are, we need £1 million. So poor little Bo might be underneath a block of flats in a few years' time.
No,
so
that's
actually probably a really bad decision.
Oh.
And I insist on being turned into a diamond when I die.
Oh.
And I would like everybody to wear me round your neck. Is that it? No, because you can get turned into a diamond, love.
Can you?
Yes, or on the repair shop.
What?
The repair shop.
Well, who's the guy in there that's really cute?
Oh, we're going right off one now. We're talking about death and turning yourself into...
I'd have him turn me into a diamond. Get up in diamonds.
Enough. It's a Saturday.
Yes, it is.
Molly, Frankie, Una. Lovely, Rochelle. No, lovely Rochelle, but beautiful Vanessa.
There we are.
Is that all of them?
Yeah, I think you get it. Is that all of them? Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, I'll get my badge. Wonderful Saturdays, who we interviewed years and years ago with their first radio interview. And now look where they are. Oh. Anyway, at thisisndebs@gaydio, please email if your heart desires. thisisndebs@gaydio.co.uk.
Yeah, and also we're on Instagram. This is Ndebs. You'll find us there.
This is Ndebs.
Yeah.
No, we haven't got time to talk about that. We've got to go to a galaxy that's far, far away and rather orange.
Oh, yes. Well, this is a second trailer that has been released for the Willy Wonka film, which is coming out at Christmas with Timothy Chalamet as Willy. But also featuring Hugh Grant as Head Oompa Loompa.
And oh, my God.
The trailer, I've sort of edited this together, but this is the moment where they meet each other for the first time.
Gotcha! So you're the funny little man who's been following me.
Funny little man?
How dare you? I will have you know that I am a perfectly respectable size for an Oompa Loompa.
An Oompa what now?
In fact, in Lumperland, I am regarded as something of a whopper. They call me Lofty.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, greetings to you all. My name is Willy Wonka.
You see, I'm something of a magician. Prepare to be amazed.
Oompa Loompa, Dumpa Diddy. I'm not in premium economy.
Maxa, I am going flat.
Huh.
What is it?
Nothing.
Well, it's obviously something, because you said, huh.
Forget it.
Very well.
Huh.
Oh, you did it again. Tell me what it is, or I shall poke you quite viciously with a cocktail stick.
And so it goes on.
Never feel like I've seen the old film.
It does feel like that, actually, from the trailer.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It doesn't even bother.
Joel Corry, drinking on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here.
Oh, Neil. Neil.
Don't you ever sing that song again.
Neil, in a moment. Oh my goodness, we need to talk about Big Brother, a Big Brother house, because it's certainly changed since we watched it last.
Middle management are not allowed to do bottom work.
Well, that's not that's us out then, isn't it? But right now, over to Twitter at This Is Ndebs. Hello, J Miller 73. Hello, afternoon to you. Who last week said that the freedom of choices was so good, why couldn't you have chosen all three? Neil, he didn't say that about this week's freedom of choice. It was last week's when we had some really, really, really good ones. Well, maybe we will, Jay. Let's see what Neil picks next week. But beautiful to have you listening in Oxfordshire near Bryce Norton. Beautiful.
Radio.
Can you hear me? S-O-S. Help me put my mind to rest.
Avicii featuring Aloe Black. It's SOS on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here.
And, well, there was a bit of an SOS moment, Neil, on this week's Big Brother with a fire alarm. We shall get to that next.
Mm.
You watching Big Brother yet, Neil?
I haven't actually dipped in, yeah. No.
Okay, so shall I give you a little pricey? A little pricey for it. It's a very funny episode that I saw, and you saw about 10 minutes of it. And I'll be very honest with you, I reacted like Kerry did. My head actually said this. When I watched it.
Oh.
It's certainly a different level of contestant.
Right.
You know, the beautiful Nadia. Get my butt, my cigarette. Big Brother, I'm not going to do anything without my cigarette.
Mm.
And we had the fabulous Craigs. Remember him?
Mm.
Nick, we're very disappointed in yourselves. So this is the standard. This is one of the games they had to play when they had to say whereabouts in the country some places were. Was it north or south?
Right.
Little quadrants they had to put them in. And this is, well, two of the contestants. I haven't let their names yet because I'm not that bothered. But this is the standard.
Pensance.
Donald.
Walking.
So it was Penzance and Woking that they couldn't. And Penzance, Neil. So that's the sort of level we're going to.
Yeah.
But I did love the fire warden, and he did make me laugh. And it's the person who the only person I've learnt their name, and I think his name is Jordan or something like that.
Mm.
And he's quite a posh person, and he played the role of the fire warden.
The fire warden must read out a register to ensure all employees are present, so be present. If you're hysterical, I have to deal with that, so please don't be hysterical.
His name's Jordan, Neil, and that's as far as I've got.
He sounds like a bag of fun, doesn't he?
It does, and I just want to play you the voice of Big Brother here.
Kerry is talking to Big Brother.
Hello, Kerry.
All right. Brett Harris, who works at Gaydio, said that he cannot stand the man's voice on Big Brother. Not Martin Binley, the other guy that really liked that. And they've put some weird echo on it. And I've got a suggestion to ITV2.
Right.
That they hire Brett to do the voice of Big Brother. Can you imagine? Because he would sing it. He would sing some of the day, and I would, it'd be the highlight of our day. So let's just give it a little reminder, because he is good of tone.
It's pancake day.
Yeah.
It's pancake day.
Big brother.
Put your hands in the air. It's pancake day.
So he could do that when they get the food diary list, couldn't they?
Yeah,
he could do
perfect.
That, the shopping list. He could sing it out. So I'm going to start that campaign now. All in favour, say aye.
Aye. Jax Jones on Gaydio, Neil and Debbie here this Saturday, and you can tweet us at This Is Ndebs. We are also at This Is Ndebs on Instagram. And,
I am hearing George Michael is the bed. Lucifer Hutchat. Oh, wonderful love.
Shoot
the dog.
Shoot the
bed. I don't want to hear you speaking over it. I just want to hear the bed. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the first rule of radio, Neil. Should never do that.
What?
Put a good song, talk over the bed.
Oh, well, I'll switch off then.
Yeah,
right, so this has come in from Richard from Cloud9. It says, OMG, Debbie, 10 years.
Yeah.
And you never wanted a girlfriend, he says, a little smiley face. Congratulations to you and Lisa. You were celebrating your anniversary last week, of course. Welly and I also celebrated our 10th wedding anniversary in September. Who'd have thought? Love to you both, and to Neil, Richard of Cloud9.
Oh, Richard of Cloud9, congrats to you as well. We'll have to talk about this in the podcast extra bits, Neil, about 10-year anniversary, because it was just wonderful and people were so, so kind.
Mm.
But now I do believe my heart is fluttering, Neil.
Yes.
Bit dewy. Is she there?
Yes, she is. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Neil.
Hi.
Hello, Debbie.
Hi, darling.
Hello, Alex. Well, it's been quite the week, hasn't it?
Mm.
Have you seen that Madonna has booked out a whole hotel in Manchester for her people, for her concert? Why aren't we going to her concert, Debbie?
Yeah.
Also, did you see the pictures of Taylor and Beyonce in the front row of the cinema when she had her movie released this week? How cool is that?
Yeah.
Two power girls, power women, really, in the front row. Loved that.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
yes.
Le Gâteau Chocolat won an incredible award this week. We absolutely love Le Gâteau.
Yes.
And... we did have an amazing anniversary last week.
Oh, I know, yes.
Has Debbie told you about the blue plaque?
Yes.
Apparently the British way to say it is plaque, as in park, and if it's on your teeth, then it's plaque. I don't know. Anyway, it was super fun. Debbie surprised me with three cards with 90 photos. So we had an awesome 10-year anniversary. And I hope that you have an awesome show.
Bye! There's none of it left now because you're a poor one. I'm quite like, very good though.
Very good, yes. Neil and Debbie on Gaydio. We will be back here next week. I know.
We've run out of time. I didn't get to tell you about that. We didn't talk about the funeral and the beautiful song Rent that was played.
I know.
Seasons of Love. Maybe Anthony Murphy can play that next if you require his services. Schedule requests next. It's a brilliant show.
Yeah.
Have a beautiful week.
And we'll see you next week at 10.
Divas are forever.
Radio.
Extra, extra. Tweet all about it.
Oh, love.
Mm-hmm.
May I please break with Tradizione?
Yes.
It's podcast extra bits here. It's Neil and Debbie. We had so much stuff overflowing. We were like a big fat pie this week, weren't we? We've got things bursting through the pastry, Neil.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah. So can I please request that you drop this bed slightly so I can play this? Oh,
stop.
My God. Yeah, I'm sorry, Neil. I've got to do it. This is the song our friend had at his funeral. 500! Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, in tune, please.
He didn't request us to sing it, did he?
Ready?
520
25,600 minutes. 525,000 moments, oh dear. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year?
We're not going to go too much in because it's not...
We should have had that as the poo, shouldn't we? I'll dig out the...
That's what I... Neil, excuse me, I've got on my board, my show prep board, poo, rent.
Yeah.
But we had we were too busy talking about dead people buried in the garden on this week's show. We're a very busy show, very, very busy show now. And I didn't even get to talk about the hair disaster. We'll do that next week.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
Oh, don't...
So
got
much
worse.
We missed, didn't there?
So much we missed, Neil. So much we missed. But the reason why we played that, our beautiful friend Jamie Crick. Well, would you like to say this, Neil? Because, you know...
Well, very sadly, he passed away, and they had the funeral that we were very kindly invited to go and celebrate his life, really. It was a beautiful, it was such a beautiful day, lovely warm day in a lovely village in Surrey, and it was a gorgeous service, some lovely eulogies. Simon Bates was the gay vicar. Simon Bates was there, who knew Jamie, and he was the one that you really heard. You knew it was him when you heard his voice.
Booming voice.
Hello, love. And also, the thing about the gay vicar, I hadn't realised that Jamie was a man of the cloth almost himself.
Man of the cloth.
And the vicar knew him. So it's not very often you go to a funeral where the vicar is able to talk knowing the person personally. And that was a really lovely touch, which I thought you don't normally get.
I tell you what, I was just, it was brilliant. And we got told on the morning the night before, because Jamie always wore brightly scarlet. I don't like saying was, I say is to people. He always wears brightly covered, really posh scarves. So posh, Neil.
Yeah. And waistcoats. It was always very well, quite flamboyantly dressed, wasn't it?
Yeah. And they were very brightly coloured. There's nothing sort of, it's very bright scarves.
Yeah, a red waistcoat at one point, I remember that.
Oh, of course you did, love. I would expect nothing
less.
Brass buttons. And we got requested, if anyone has a brightly coloured scarf, please wear it to the funeral.
Yeah.
And basically, love, the church was absolutely packed out. Very big church, absolutely packed out. I managed to find you, walked in just...
Well done.
As the service was starting, I had to go around the back of the coffin. I was just about to walk the coffin in. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm late. So I had to go, sorry, Jamie, excuse me. Don't mind me. I crashed on by, I'm diabetic. So I crashed on by, and then I saw you at the opposite end of the church.
Yeah.
I went far left, and you were far right, Neil, for once in your life. And I sort of screeched over, and seconds later, they brought the coffin through.
Yeah, well done.
So I sat with you and Pocket Size Engineer as well, Quentin. That was lovely. And you looked around the church and you could spot the gays a mile off because we were all wearing our brightly coloured scarves, weren't we? Yeah. Brightly coloured scarves. And then during the service, there was so much laughter. People were telling stories about Jamie. I've never been to a funeral where people laugh so much.
Oh, really?
Which sounds really weird.
I know, yeah.
Oh, no, it was like a comedy stand-up routine.
Oh, the eulogies and things were,
The eulogies.
Yeah.
Oh, just fantastic. Yeah. And then it was a request.
The fact that Jamie apparently did inquire about getting ordained at one point, which I didn't know about. Did you? That was hilarious.
And the vicar went, imagine that, Vicar Jamie. And we all went, yeah, brilliant. And the vicar turned around and says, well, anyone who knew Jamie would know he's incredibly patriotic. And he says, as you can see from the coffin, and we all looked at the coffin, there's a massive Union Jack flag draped across it. And then one of the hymns we had to sing was Jerusalem and Love. We sang the roof off, didn't we?
We did. Yeah.
And England's on! We really went for it. And
do you find when you're singing the hymns, though, you start off in one key and then you have to go up here to do the rest because you can't get...
It's quite embarrassing, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Quite embarrassing. But no, it was such a beautiful service. It just shows you how much he was loved, is loved. But what I really, really liked about it is afterwards we all went round. It was loads of radio people. Classic FM were there, Jazz FM were there.
Right.
Some people from Global. got fired from them, so we don't mind saying that. And I noticed something about you, Neil.
Oh.
You were talking to everyone, and then, once the person you were talking to had gone away, I'd get a whisper in my ear from another member of the wake going, oh, that man's such a tit. And I said, oh, Neil's just spent about half an hour talking to him. God, no one could bear that man. I'm glad he's gone, actually. And then he went and chatted to other people, and then I'd hear another person in my ear going, oh, does Neil like them? I went, oh, I've no idea. I've never met them before in my life. God, that person's a right prick. And then later on, I realised, Neil, I've known you for years and years and years. You do not have an enemy on Earth.
Well, what's
you
the
don't
point?
Have an enemy.
No. I had an enema, but not an enemy.
No, you don't have an enemy. There were people at that funeral going, oh, stay with me while they go past. There were, I was with people, I was doing it to some people myself, going, oh, God, I swear to them. Didn't end too well. But I did see some dear friends there, some dear old friends there. Yeah. But yeah, you don't have an enemy, and I want to know how you do it.
Well, I just don't get
have
involved.
An opinion.
I don't get involved.
Don't
do
get
I?
Involved.
No.
Yeah, but Neil, I said this to you. I did say this to you. I think I said even, and I said you'd be friends with an insert name of dead dictator here. I said,
no,
I don't
think, I'll draw the line at them.
Oh, I think they've come up to you, Neil. I mean, look, give you a glass.
Like, no, absolutely not.
I don't think you've fallen out with anyone in your life, Neil.
Probably not. But yeah, but I'm. Yeah, but you can say that. I haven't fallen out of them, but I've certainly, you know, gone, right, no, I don't think you're toxic. Goodbye. And then I don't make a big fuss. I just move on.
Neil and Debbie.